This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. On your mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henley with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Special guest host with our program today, Bill Sorensen. Bill and his Medora friends are crisscrossing North Dakota, Minnesota, even parts of South Dakota and Montana with a great show for you to take in this year. That's right.
Did you just call me a co-host?
Yes, you're a co-host.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You've been promoted.
I was, wow. Am I big time now?
You are big time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
You've always been big time, Bill.
Yeah. You have. I can't believe we haven't had you as a co-host before today. Todd, what were we thinking? Took us this long, for crying out loud.
No kidding.
And if you have not yet had a chance to peruse the schedule, I encourage you to go to Medora.com. Tickets are $30, and you're going to find pure entertainment for that $30, folks. They'll be in Minot next on the 4th and 5th tomorrow and Wednesday. Then the Devil's Lake on the 6th, Allendale on the 7th, Fargo, and Fargo on the 8th and 9th. Two dates there. Tickets at Hornbacher, 7:30 shows on the 8th and 9th of December. Two shows in Grand Forks on the 10th, 3 and 7:30 p.m. Empire Arts Center, Grafton on the 12th, Park Rapids on the 13th, Detroit Lakes on the 14th, Alexandria on the 15th, Henning on the 16th, Wahpeton on the 17th, 18th in Jamestown, 19th, Bismarck, 20th Valley City, Fergus Falls on the 21st, and then Bloomington, Minnesota. You're going big time, Bill, down to the Twin Cities, huh?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're selling some tickets down there, so it'll be a fun place. There's a lot of former North Dakota people that are down there. We need to get them back into North Dakota, so we'll go do some recruiting.
Sounds fantastic. Well, today, much of the news will be driven by the fact that the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, passed away. His memorial service will be held Wednesday in Washington, D.C., and for a good portion of today and tomorrow into Wednesday morning, he will be, his body will be lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Kevin Cramer, new President Bush 41, and joins us to talk a little bit about it today on the program. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, hosted today by yours truly, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, and Bill Sorensen. You got us all today, Kevin. Welcome.
Wow. Hard to beat that.
And what did you say, Bill? You had like five questions you wanted to ask before we're done?
Oh, yeah. They're so tough, I can't wait to get to those.
His personal town hall.
His personal town hall, exactly right. Yeah, he's going to be doing that a little later on. Tell me about the first time you met George Herbert Walker Bush.
Well, Scotty, I met him, weird as it seems, I was a freshman, college Republican at Concordia College in 1980. And you might recall that 1980 was an interesting election year, to say the least, and a whole bunch of people were running for the Republican nomination, although probably not as many as 2016. But, of course, Ronald Reagan was the candidate to beat, and George Bush was running, John Connally, John Anderson, and those three gentlemen all made a trip to Minnesota, to Moorhead, on behalf of Arlen Stanglin. They were really there on their own behalf, of course, trying to drum up support from Minnesota Republican delegates, but they did fundraisers for Congressman Stanglin at Concordia, and I went to all three of them as a college Republican. Of course, couldn't afford my way in and couldn't afford to buy the dinner, but all of the events provided an opportunity for college Republicans to sit up in the cheap seats, as we say, in this case, free seats, and watch other people eat. But what was so impressive to me about George Bush at the time was that he was the only candidate who, after the dinner was done, his speech was done, came up to those cheap seats and hung out with college Republicans and let us ask him questions, of course, introduced to each of us. And there we were, these starstruck, 18 to 22-year-olds talking to the man who would a few months later become the vice president, of course, and 8 years later become president. But I also had the opportunity to serve on the Republican National Committee as North Dakota State Party chairman during the 1992 reelect, and was executive director for the first 2 years of the Bush-Quill presidency. So I spent a fair bit of time in the White House, got to know the Bushes, the family, a lot of the members of the administration who are friends of the state, people like, well, not just the administration, but perhaps even more the political folks like Karl Rove and Mary Madeline and, Haley Barbour. They're all friends to this day, and he was a special guy. There's no question about it, a real personable guy. And as genuine as everything you hear about him these last couple of days. But probably my best experience with him was when he and Barbara came to Fargo in 1994, shortly after, of course, losing the presidency to Bill Clinton. They never stopped being gracious. They never stopped being generous. And they came to Fargo on behalf of Dr. Ben Clayburgh's U.S. Senate race that year and did a fundraiser in Fargo. And you remember, Scotty, because I think it was the KCNN cruiser that we used to transport the president and first lady and other dignitaries from the airplane to the event. And I was the lead advance for that event. They called me early and wanted me to be the lead advance person. I declined. I thought it was better for somebody from out of town or out of state to be lead advance. That's always been my experience. But when they called back and said, hey, that the president wants somebody he knows when he lands, and I agreed to do it, and it was just a great experience. And he was just so generous and incredibly generous with his time and with his compliments and his conversation.
The highlight of that particular trip, and I remember it very, very well, is when you got him into the cockpit of a plane that he flew when he was in the Navy, and you actually had his name on the plane itself. In fact, it ended up on the front page of, I think, the Forum over the weekend, because it was a classic moment of I don't know how many other stops he made in that campaign in '94, but I'll bet there were none other opportunities for him to hop into a plane he once flew, right?
Well, that's really cool. So it was a restored airplane. Bob Odegaard from Kindred, who I, of course, knew well, and Bob had restored this vintage World War II airplane, a replica of the one that the president had been shot down in when he was just a teenager in World War II. And we had the plane there as in static display, and it did have his name on it, just like it would have during the war, or similar to what it would have been anyway during the war. And sure enough, and I was pretty confident as the lead advance person that we could get him up in that cockpit. It was my goal to do that, and I told Dr. Ben I would try to get that to happen. And as I recall, well, I flew in that airplane once, so it had two seats, a front and a back seat. And both Dr. Ben and President Bush crawled up there. I shouldn't say crawled; they climbed up there like a couple of teenagers and hopped in that cockpit. It posed for what was, of course, a made for front page photo, and it was pretty special to say the least. The other thing about that, though, Scott, that you might recall, because I think you were in the cruiser when they were at the airport out at the tarmac, and the Bushes got into it, and when I'll never forget when Ben Clayburgh walked onto the cruiser. The president slid over on the couch and he patted the seat right next to him and said, "Come on, Ben, come on over here and sit by me." And at that moment, I watched that and I thought, wow, am I, what am I witnessing here? This man who was iconic and, president of the United States. And here he was looking out for a relationship. And it was pretty special. And I think just, symbolic of the thousands, if not millions of times, he did similar things for people.
Yeah, that trip, actually, his wife, Barbara, had just come out with her memoir,
mm-hmm.
had just come out, and I remember I interviewed her while we were on the trip to, hangar for the event. And, at the time, of course, there was a lot of things that the Clintons were doing. And so I would ask her a few questions about the Clintons. She finally said, Sonny boy, I don't know how many times you're going to ask me this question about the Clintons, but I'm not going to answer it. So you might as well go somewhere else. I was Sonny boy. I love that. And Bush 41
nice.
Was cackling the whole way. He was loving every minute of it. And went nowhere near the microphone. He was letting Barbara do all of the. I do all that, but that was a great North Dakota connection to Bush 41, wasn't it?
Oh gosh, was it ever! And you know, and the president way, way back when, you know, in the early oil days, you know, had some interest in North Dakota, and he was watching the oil play in North Dakota. But you know, and also remember Tom Kleppe, of course, former Western North Dakota Congressman Tom Kleppe, and President Bush were classmates in Congress. They went into Congress the same year and became very good friends, of course, and then. Of course, when Gerald Ford became president, Tom was tasked to be Interior Secretary. And then when President Bush became president, when George Herbert Walker Bush became president, he tapped him again, but Tom declined, and instead they just became really good, continued to be very good friends, and had breakfast on a very regular basis in the White House. So a strong North Dakota connection to George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush. And great, great people and great examples of what we all ought to be in public life.
Take a short break, come back with more. Bill, you ready with those five questions?
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, here we go with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the crew. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Mine at MSU Nelson Hall at 7:30 Tuesday and Wednesday, December 4th and 5th. Tickets for our all-new show are available to Mine at CVB and Medora.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Kevin Cramer in just a moment on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Cramer's talk radio town hall, normally held on Wednesdays, not happening this week. Actually, it is the same hour and time as Governor Burgum's budget address, which we will cover live on Wednesday. And Congressman Cramer in the middle of a really crazy schedule time as well, with everything going on, trying to cram in what they can in the lame duck session. So that'll return next week. We got him today for a while as well, talking about President Bush 41 and anything else you'd like to chat about. You can give us a call at 800-228-0550. He'll be here for a few more minutes. 701-258-0550. We are brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. These are good folks. That's about as simple as I can say it, Go Wireline. They've been in the business 200 years combined in the wireline industry. Five of their founders have over 30 years of experience just in the Williston Basin alone. They have locations in Williston and Dickinson, and they say, you call, we go. It can easily be anywhere in Western North Dakota when you need them. More at GoWireline.com. But you might want to consider a career with the good folks at Go Wireline. GoWireline.com/careers. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and chatting. Bill Sorensen is with us as well today as a co-host, and Todd and I along for the ride, having a grand old time, and chatting a little bit about President Bush 41 today on the program and a couple of other things. So, Bill, you had a question or two for Kevin. Lay it on him.
Oh, no, I have no question regarding it. Congratulations on your election victory, first of all.
But, thank you.
But my question is, you know, we both are Concordia College grads, Kevin and I. And I'm a little earlier than him, although I look considerably younger than he does. But
that's about true, by the way.
It's the Washington, D.C. effect, I think. You get Maduro, he gets D.C.
Really. Look at any president during their term at the beginning and then at the end, and
But my question is why doesn't he do what I do? Concordia College, you know, cuts a deal with me. A lot of people have to send them money every month. Concordia College sends me money every month. All I have to do is tell people I went to South Dakota State. And
they tried to cut the same deal with me, but they wanted me to say I went to Augsburg.
I see. Okay.
But I can't lie. You know, it's bad for your political career, Bill. Oh gosh, I do regret that my fingers have grown too fat to wear the ring. However,
those rings are iconic. Those copper rings.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I didn't know you guys are both coppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny. I told up front that's when I first met George Bush. It really, you guys, it was a, I don't want to call it necessarily life-changing, although at the time it probably seemed like it, but to think that somebody like George Bush, who had already had a very impressive career, I mean, RNC chairman, envoy to China, UN ambassador, head of the CIA, this guy was iconic. And Bill, you certainly remember Phyllis Connolly. She was, speaking of icons, she was a North Dakota Republican icon, former Republican National Committee woman, top volunteer at the headquarters. But, she was an old school politician. But I'll never forget Phyllis saying how when George Bush was envoy to China and Phyllis was on the RNC, that one time late at night, like the middle of the night, because of course of the time change, she gets this call and there's Ambassador Bush on the line just checking in. He was very, very well known for having an active Rolodex, and that was a key to his political success, but also a testimony to how personable he was. And he would, you know, many people have handwritten notes from him. I have one from Barbara. I have several from son Neil, who was very generous in the days, Bill, when we didn't have a lot of Republicans in North Dakota to draw on it for major events, and Neil would come out and go campaigning. He went door to door once in Washburn with us. But George Bush stayed in touch. He showed up, and of course, much like all of his children, but certainly like Bush 43 as well.
You know, one of the neat things I think is that everybody looks at his loss in his reelection effort to Clinton as a as a failure, right? But if he doesn't lose, his son isn't president,
right?
You know, I mean,
that's right.
I mean, really, his loss in that term opened the opportunity up for his son, with the timing and the Texas win, for reelection as governor, to be president. So really, in a loss came something pretty darn cool. Arthur,
by the way, it wasn't an easy win either, because, you know, after two full terms, Reagan terms, his came what many called the third Reagan term. We know how difficult that is to accomplish. And yet he did. He pulled it off. And thank goodness he did, because he really shepherded the end of the Cold War. While Ronald Reagan won the Cold War, it was President Bush who shepherded it in. And what a perfect person to do that, given his global and international experience, diplomatic experience.
I'll squeeze in a couple of calls for Congressman Kramer here. Arthur and Kildare, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, fellas. Congratulations, Kevin. I'm so thrilled you made it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to hit you hard with a hard question here, and then I'm going to hang up and listen. Political put out a story. They said that the Congress is sitting on their hands right now when they could be doing something about the border wall. And I just wanted to hear your take on it. But if there's anything that makes North Dakota angry, it's not getting that wall built. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, right now what they may be referring to, what political may be referring to, of course, is we have this year-end spending deal that has to get done. It's not a big part of the overall budget that's left to fund, but one of the important parts is the Homeland Security budget. We have what's called a continuing resolution, which is funding at the current level until December 7th. I saw over the weekend that President Trump has tentatively agreed to a two-week extension of that, during which time we'll negotiate the longer-term or full-year appropriation. Now, the House of Representatives has already passed that appropriation, and it includes $5 billion for the wall that the president requests. What I suspect Politico is reporting on is that the Senate has not agreed to that, and that they're negotiating now what that full year might look like and whether we'll include the $5 billion wall. I am at wall funding. It's not the entire wall, but certainly a good chunk of it. I am an advocate supporter of the $5 billion, and I think we need to do everything we can to force that issue. Now, given that we need 60 votes in the Senate to pass that, I guess it's going to be tough to get. Chuck Schumer is not real pleased by it. I will tell you this, though, that something else that happened over the weekend is Henry Cuellar, who's a colleague of mine, a Democrat from Texas, great guy. He wrote a letter, and several other, particularly border state Democrats, signed that letter to Chuck Schumer asking him to support the wall funding. And Chuck Schumer asked them to recant the letter, and they've refused. So right now, the Democrats are having a brawl internally over wall.
There's a beautiful example of Chuck Schumer's leadership, right? Okay, you think differently than I do? Take that letter back. I don't even want your letter. I mean, come on. I mean,
it's crazy. It
wow.
Is.
Well, they're gutsy, though. I love that, there's some Democratic support. Maybe that's one way to get this thing done, for crying out loud. We are out of time, but we will see you tomorrow. And, on the tour with our North Dakota crew in Washington, D.C. Congressman Kramer, thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
More bye, Kevin. More with our crew after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One child has died and over 40 others are injured in a bus crash in Arkansas. Those aboard the bus were youth players from Memphis, Tennessee, who were heading back home after a championship game in Dallas, Texas over the weekend when that bus overturned on a ramp from Interstate 30. A procession will soon be escorting the casket containing President George H.W. Bush's body to Ellington Airport in Houston this morning for a flight to Washington, D.C. Presidential historian John Meacham says Bush 41, who passed away on Friday, was always very humble and earnest in that position.
He didn't believe in showing off. The idea that you'd brag about your accomplishments would have been abhorrent to him.
That is heard on NBC. The funeral in Washington for the late president is Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell here as usual, and a bonus today. Yes, a bonus. The one and only Bill Sorensen is here. Bill Sorensen, of course, probably most famous for all the great entertainment he's provided, along with so many great, talented individuals at Medora, but also a former mayor of Bismarck and manager for the legendary Virgil Hill. I'm all with you on that Rough Rider Award, too. That he belongs in the Rough Rider. There's no doubt about it. I mean, in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. That's a that's a must.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, as I said, no one that I have ever known in my life has gone out of their way to promote North Dakota like he did. And the other part of it, I've never known anyone in any walk of life that has worked as hard as he did to maintain his championship. What he put himself through was unbelievable at the time, and he did it a lot just because he was representing North Dakota. So,
and the criteria for a Rough Rider Award is a North Dakotan who brings fame, or, you know, I don't know what the exact word is, but basically it represents North Dakota well on a national stage, right? You have to do something nationally.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody. Between the Olympics and everything else he did, that's a sort of a slam dunk, I would think.
And globally, for that matter, you know, we go to Paris, France, and take a little tourist trip to the Eiffel Tower. And as we get out of the car, and having never been there before, we get out of the car and we start walking towards it. Somebody says, "There's Virgil Hill," and in French, the next thing we know, there's a line of people. We're doing autographs from a place that he's never been before. Just they've seen so many of his events and so much a bigger sport there. It's crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for darn sure. And Bill and the crew are actually on quite the tour. The Magical Medora Christmas Tour, back for a fourth year. 31 performances, 21 communities. They'll be in Minot tomorrow and Wednesday, then to Devil's Lake on Thursday, then to Ellendale on the 7th, Fargo on the 8th and 9th of December, the 10th in Grand Forks for two shows on that day. And then the 10th, that's the 10th, the 12th is Grafton, the 13th is Park Rapids, Detroit Lakes, Alexandria, Hanning, Wahpeton, Jamestown, Bismarck, Valley City, Fergus Falls, Bloomington as well. Hey, let's talk a little bit about trade and tariffs. And our next guest, Michael Stumo, is the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. I actually had a listener reach out to me and say, I saw Michael Stumo at an event speak about tariffs, and it sounded a lot like some of the conversations you've had on What's On Your Mind. You should have him on the program. So I said, we'll do it, and we're doing it today. Michael, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to start with the most recent, and that is the news that we've learned out of the G20 summit that, you know, the plan to go from the tariffs currently to a higher tariff with China has been put on hold as some negotiations go on. They'd buy some ag products and other things, and you have a truce of sorts here for a little while. Is that a victory, if you will, of using tariffs as a negotiation?
Oh, I don't think it's a victory. I think the tariffs are very important because China uses predatory economic practices to utilize the U.S. consumer market to fund its military, political, and its economic rise. So they target the U.S. As they try to become a regional and a global superpower. So the tariffs are necessary. This delay, I can understand that the President Trump and Xi had to come out with some sort of a deal because the fact they met a 90-day delay. We did see a 90-day delay on 232 steel and aluminum tariffs last year as to Canada, Mexico, and the EU to allow a deal to be reached. A deal wasn't reached. They went into effect. So, but China did make a few concessions on fentanyl, on committing sort of softly to buy some more American goods and food and goods. We'll see. China has a very poor track record from President Bush to Obama to now to actually translating his promises into actions. So I'm dubious, but we support what the president's doing so far, and we'll hope for the best.
So do I hear you correctly in saying tariffs as a tool to try and, have China realize that we're not going to take their games anymore and do the things you're talking about are, a good way to try and coerce some change out of them, whereas tariffs in general would be, less than desirable? You're basically saying these specifically because they can punish China will get them to change their behavior? Is that what you mean?
Yes, tariffs have been used under WTO rules for decades to change behavior. If one country subsidizes and dumps their product into another country, then the victim country can implement tariffs to change the behavior of that subsidy. With these China tariffs, it's based on changing behavior of the most massive persistent state-directed commercial espionage campaign in the history of the world, which China conducted against us. And Section 301 of U.S. trade law allows us to do that, to change their behavior, not with subsidies in this regard, but as to technology theft. And so that's the goal of those tariffs, to change behavior entirely consistent with before. China, instead of admitting wrongdoing and saying we will change behavior, has denied and then attacked and retaliated against fairly traded goods, which one critique I have of the administration, although we're supportive of the tariff change of behavior policy, is that they should have been more ready to support the agri-industrial complex in the U.S. That's a problem, and that should be resolved. But this is bigger than trade. This is a great power rivalry between the U.S. and China.
And you hear reports of China's economy being, on shaky ground, so that this might be a good time to be able to do some of this. They can't necessarily afford to have this go too long. Who blinks first here, do you believe?
Oh, I think the U.S. clearly has the upper hand. We have the biggest consumer market in the world. That is the piggy bank that China uses to fund itself. Fund its military, its aggression in the East China and South China Seas. And just like any farmers, like my dad farms in Iowa, or any manufacturer, anybody who says, nothing impacts you more than your customer going away. We are their customer. But they have the long game. They're a 3,000-year-old culture. They play the long game. We play the, quarterly financial results game. And in our view, and again, we're very supportive of the president changing the game here with China, but in our view, it's going to take several years of economic Well, frankly, pain, and there's predictions of pain in the U.S. It's happened in agriculture, but inflation is low and prices aren't rising on metal-using goods. But it's going to take several years for China to change its behavior because they do have the goal of being the leader in the world for many decades in the future.
So right now, as far as the current pause, you would say trust but verify? You're not 100% sure they're going to do as they say, given their past history?
I suppose if I were president, I would say trust but verify. I'm not the president, so I would say, you know, give them a shot. But I doubt there'll be sufficient change to change the trajectory of our relationship and be prepared for several years of even potential decoupling from China.
And what is your sense of the this battle to get better trade deals, which, by the way, has borne some fruit? I mean, we've seen some examples of that. Most recently, obviously, the signing of the new NAFTA agreement to get a better deal in a short period of time. But I hear others say that, this negotiation period, if you will, this fencing game that's going on between countries is very costly to the economy. Do you agree with that?
Not our economy. It is costly to China's economy. I do know, very well as you do, of the tariff Armageddon predictions of earlier in 2018, which was followed by very substantial growth, the lowest unemployment rate since the late 1960s, and wage appreciation that we haven't seen for several years. So the tariff Armageddon argument has proven to be false. Tariffs don't tend to change the global volume of trade, despite what you hear. There's no data to support that. And they don't change the balance of trade, really. They just change the composition of trade. In other words, if you tariff steel and aluminum, you'll get less of that coming in, but more of something else. So what's really driving our trade deficit now is the dollar is non-competitive in that it's too high. A lower dollar is good for soybean sales, corn sales, auto sales, widget sales, everything. And that's why China always devalued and manipulated their currency lower to supercharge their exports and to slow the import. So the strong dollar is working contrary to the tariffs right now, and that is a front in this trade skirmish the administration has yet to join.
This is where I wish the politics of this would come out of it. I mean, who are we kidding? You can never take politics out of the equation, but, there's so much noise related to tariffs causing the drop in soybeans, as opposed to the fact that there are more soybeans everywhere, right? And many reasons for the drop in soybean prices. But I think there's some examples here where tariffs are used wisely, smartly, to get better long-term trade deals, and that seems to make some sense. So refreshing to hear that view from you.
It sure changed the behavior of Canada and Mexico. It changed EU. It was created leverage to bring other countries to the table. That is certainly true. They had no reason to before.
Very interesting. Enjoyed the conversation, and we'll continue to have you back as this plays out. Michael Stumo, who's the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
That's what I want for a title, Bill. CEO of a Coalition for a Prosperous America. That's all I'm looking for, Prosperous America. I don't know about you.
I kind of like your Sonny Boy title, actually.
Did you? Yeah, the one from Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
I think I have it on tape somewhere.
Sonny Boy?
listen here, Sonny Boy. Asked me that question in one form or another four or five times, and I'm not going to answer it. Okay, thank you very much. She was the Iron Lady, that one, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
The best part of that, though, was watching Bush 41, his shoulders, because his back was to me. So I could see his shoulders having a good laugh out of it. So, yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
That last discussion was really interesting. At some point, I'd like you to have as your guest a North Dakota native, a friend of mine, Admiral Bill Owen, talking about China-U.S. relations. It's really interesting to get his perspective.
I would love it. I've met Admiral Owen over the years. Where is he at now?
He's been in China, but he's back in Seattle now.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea. Love to do it. More with our conversation on Medora when we come back. Job Christensen will join us, too.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include an absolute auction, a 3,400-acre ranch in Sioux County, North Dakota, on the South Dakota-North Dakota border. This 3,400-acre ranch has cropland, pasture land, and hunting land. It'll be sold absolute on December 11th in Lemon, South Dakota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view this auction and many more at Piper's.com.
Yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, there comes a time in everyone's life when a few things need to change. Priorities, habits, allegiance to a certain sports team. Well, that time has come for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've updated the packaging of your favorite pizza by taking a fresh, new look and combine it with what you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Tons of toppings, tangy tomato sauce, Italian seasonings, all out of pizzeria crust. Try one today and you'll see why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, continuing to watch the ceremony in Houston as President Bush 41 will be taken from a hearse to the Special Mission 41 aircraft, named for him, of course. What normally would be Air Force One when the president is on it, but Special Mission 41, they're calling that, as he will head for Washington, D.C. soon. And I have to say, it's kind of neat how America pauses when a president passes and just does things different, even on the procession and the motorcade with the hearse and the casket today. Some of the parts of the freeway were just stopped. And I remember that very well during the Reagan era, too, the Reagan funeral, rather, when his body was going from, I think it came back from Washington, D.C., and it was in California, and they got all these busy freeways, and they're stopped, and people are up kind of paying their respects. It's just really kind of a neat thing. So enjoying that very much.
It's when our country is at its best, I think, Scott, is when these kind of events happen. We go through the political season, as we have just recently, but things like this happen, and they seem to kind of unite us and pay the respect that we should to somebody that served our country in that manner.
Exactly right.
They would be.
And, you know, there's been a real ugly political rift between the Trump camp and the Bush camp. And so it's also been nice to see President Trump very gracious about this and all of his comments about it, and also accommodating everything happening here. So it's pretty neat. Hey, NDSC.org is the website for the North Dakota Safety Council. And I've signed up for the CPR AED first aid training. I'm looking forward to doing that here in a couple of weeks in Fargo. I would encourage you to do the same, folks, because look ahead. Alive at 25, for instance, defensive driving course, great for young drivers. A CPR AED first aid training in Jamestown, Williston, Bismarck. Pediatric course coming up on the 8th in Bismarck. But there's OSHA record keeping, there's lift truck operators, there's defensive driving, OSHA 10 construction, reasonable suspicion for supervisors, all important stuff. And we love it when you take a moment to pause and say, wait a minute, should I take that? Oh, I want to be safe. I want to be safe. WSI, workforcesafety.com, and North Dakota Safety Council at NDSC.org. Great resources to keep those you love safe, to keep those you work with safe. Very important. All right, a couple minutes left to talk on Medora here today. Bill Sorensen has been co-hosting with us the whole show. Bill, you're welcome back anytime. It's been great fun. And I saved the best for last because Job Christensen is here, a Grand Forks native, and he's a vocalist. And I thought maybe he could tell us stories about you, Bill. That'd be kind of the best way to end.
No, we're not going there. We are not going there.
End the program,
no.
Maybe.
No, just that Bill is the most wonderful person.
Okay, go ahead. You can talk. I changed my mind.
But he is the heart of the show. He's the heart and the mind, too. He brought all of us together, and we have just become a family, and it's an amazing experience for us and hopefully for audiences all around.
That is so great. And, Job, it's also awesome with all of your talents and acclaim you had on Broadway and other places to come back to North Dakota to entertain us. So we appreciate that very much as well.
Oh, thank you. You know, because of my stroke many years ago, I didn't know if I'd have my talents again. And Bill was actually one of the people who saw it in me before I even had them back in my grasp. And he said, no, you will sing again and you will perform again. I want you on the tour. And I didn't the first year because I was so scared. But he kept believing in me and nudging me and annoyingly taking some major nagging. But eventually I came on top, and I'm so grateful.
Fantastic. Never a doubt, right, Bill? You knew he was going to be back.
His story is nothing short of inspiring, as I said before. It's great to have him back. He's such a great addition. Such a talented guy, and to go from where he was to where he is now is a miracle.
This is a pure entertainment, is what I call it, folks. Job and Bill and Chad Willow and Emily Walter and Jared Mason all together on this tour all across, you think about that, 31 performances, 24 communities in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Minnesota. Man alive, who made this schedule out anyway? Somebody a glutton for punishment, Bill, right?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, I put the schedule together. You have to do these things while you're young. That's my theory. That's
so
not supposed to be funny, Joe. Job, I heard that laugh. I heard that laugh, Joe. I heard that.
Well,
I heard it.
A young chick, so I don't know, you know. We're acting like we're young. We're getting through all the schedule, but you know, again, it's Bill. He has the mindset that we can do anything, and so we do it, and it's a wonderful gift.
What's the favorite part of the show for you, Job?
You know what? It's listening to my fellow performers. Each of the numbers are so exciting and thrilling and emotional. Jared does this song, One Wish, and Emily does God Help the Outcast, and Chad plays banjo and piano. I mean, that is my favorite part, being able to be backstage and listen to that, and on stage, actually, and listen to their songs every night.
Well, the folks in the audience are going to love every minute of it, and there's a lot to go left of this show. Why not? Next up, Devil's Lake, Ellendale, Fargo, Grand Forks, Grafton, whole schedule at Medora.com. Check it out. You can get tickets there or locally as well. Bill, thanks. It's been a delight. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sonny Boy. And
I'm Sonny Boy forever. Job, thank you. God bless you all, folks. See you. Bye-bye.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all...
Scariest thing about going to the dentist. Opening your mouth or opening your wallet. Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Thank you for...